Blog Talk Radio.
If you find yourself in trouble, count on me, my friend. I'll get right up in trouble's face. You won't see him again. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up, don't sit down? Stand up, don't back down. Stand up, shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, American.
Welcome to another exciting show with Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. So turn up the volume and enter our chat room, or grab your phones, call in, and join the conversation. Help us to restore the republic to this country and inspire the majority to be silent no longer.
Well, look me straight in the eye. Tell me what you see. I'll tell the truth every time. Yes, you can count on me. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up? Don't sit down. Stand up, don't back down. Stand up, shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, 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 American.
Well, good afternoon to another exciting adventure here on Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your hostess with the mostest, the radio chick, Annie, along with the coolest of all co-hosts in BTR land. Our number one co-host in all of the show is Cool Mike. Good afternoon, Cool Mike.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you. Each intro, Annie, gets better and better each week. And for the listeners, she's just brown-nosing me for when she makes the announcement at the end of the show. I've really enjoyed this. However, I'm now joining the team at Fox News or CNN.
You're right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
What a great show.
You are spreading news.
Gary Sinise today, along with, talking about the Wounded Warriors having a creeper. I remember when you first announced this in February or March, and you thought, well, you know, September's a long way away. Here we are, just one or two weeks away. No, a week from Monday is Labor Day. So this is terrific. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. And to remind everybody, and we'll do this twice today, that Southern Sense is reaching out to you. So like Mom Bell used to do, reach out and touch someone, whether it's Facebook or Twitter. Southern Sense is there. Friend request us, or hear our tweets. Also, Spreaker and Stitcher. We are going to be simulcasting. You can hear in most new cars that have Stitcher, you can listen to Southern Sense live or on delay. Southern Sense Radio only on BTR. Annie?
Okay. Well, you're spreading rumors, though, about me leaving the show. I am not leaving the show, so don't worry, folks. Annie's here to stay. So no matter what Mike says.
I always love it. At the end of a season, they say, Coach, are you going to this team? No, I absolutely love this team. I would die for this team. The next day you're reading the headlines, $40 million contract team coaches at that team. Of course, they're going to be waving a big check in front of Ann Ubellis, and she'll be like, well, you know, Mike, it's been really fun. Anyway, but you know what? That's great. it's great that our show, we are probably the only show that dedicates as much time opening or show-wise to our veterans. Now, with Conservative Primetime, we do a dedication, but it's nowhere near what we do, a full dedication. And also many of our shows are dedicated to the men and women who are serving, who have fallen. And obviously with the affiliated with the Wounded Warriors and other, where they have, I don't know of any show that actually has live heroes who have been injured on the air. I mean, it's just amazing. I was reflecting on that last couple of hours. I thought, you know, we really have taken a tribute to our veterans, and rightly so. But we've really taken it to a great level on BTR. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's all right. Because normally I want to remind people that we do open the show with a dedication to a fallen hero. But because today we're centering the show around the Independence Fund, Lieutenant Dan Weekend, and actor Gary Sinise's appearance on the show later on, this is dedicated to all of the men and women who serve, who have served, and to their families. A very, very large forgotten part of that formula is the families of these men and women when they have fallen or have been injured and when they're left behind here at home while they serve overseas. You can't forget the families. And I mean, they give so much when they allow us to request our soldiers to do what we need them to do. So this show is dedicated to all of them. And I'm sure everyone has someone in their family that has served at some point in time. My father was a World War II vet. His father was a World War I vet. My uncle was in a MASH unit in Korea. My grandson right now is going through Paris Island to become a Marine. So every one of us has someone that we know, that we love and cherish. And we all have our stories to tell. And this dedication is to all those people out there with their stories. We love you. We support you. And we will do anything and everything we can to help you. All right.
Amen.
With that said, this song then is dedicated to every single man and woman who has served from the French and Indian Wars all the way on up through today, to all the men and women who are still serving, and to their families. This is Todd Allen Herndon. His song is My Name is America. You can find this up on YouTube, and you can go to his website and download it for free. My Name is America. This is to all Americans.
I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open to dreamers and friends. But when I'm attacked, I protect and defend. I stand for my respect for humanity. Now I'm challenged by tyrants who envy my power, but their vicious deeds become my finest hour. Because
song is My Name is America. If you Google it, My Name is America, you can find it up on YouTube as well as on his website. And like I said, you can download this song for free. Matter of fact, Mike, whenever I play this song, I've got to mute my mic because I start singing it.
Yeah, I do too. There was one time I was actually dancing. But anyway, that's such a great song. Like I said, we've taken this to a new level, which is really, I mean, I'm really proud of our show and just very much paying tribute. And other shows do some, but I mean, just where we're at, it really is something else. I mean, just to hear how these people are so appreciative of the things we do, I'm actually
right.
Really looking forward to you being a live broadcast again, because it was just so moving. I mean, just
right.
Amazing.
Right. Well, everyone knows that today our special guest is going to be Gary Sinise, and he'll be joining us in a little bit. We also will be having Dr. C. Robert Jones will be calling in as soon as he gets off the phone with his other girlfriend. He doesn't love us anymore, Mike. You know that. And we'll have a couple of the guys calling
Dr.
in from...
Dr. Jones is a Wheeler dealer. Go ahead,
and
I'm sorry. You know,
we should...
That's what we refer to in today's generation as a player.
We do expect to have a couple of people from the Lieutenant Dan Weekend calling in also. I put up the link in the chat room earlier. If you go to LDW3, that's the number 3, not the word, LDW3.com, you can see the information for Lieutenant Dan Weekend. And it's a power-packed weekend. It's actually not just a weekend. It starts on a Wednesday with a silent auction and banquet. They're going to have... And O'Neill Williams from, the NBC sports show. He's got a television show called O'Neill Outside. He'll be there. They're going to have also Flip Pallet, the star of Ford's Fishing Frontiers, and Walker Kay's Chronicles. After that, they're going to have, a casting clinic on Thursday, the 13th. That'll be at the Palm Key Nature Resort, which is in Ridgeland, just south here of Beaufort here. And then on Friday, this is where we're going to be broadcasting live from Cat Island as they play on the Sanctuary Golf Course. So we'll have some of the wounded veterans coming in and talking on the air with us like we did last time in April. Same thing. It'll be same time, 2 o'clock on the Friday at the 14th. So they'll have the golf outing there. And then that night, they have a thing called Vetpalooza, which is a military tribute concert. And as I understand, there's 3 different bands. And all 3 bands are led by wounded veterans. And that's going to be fantastic. They have, what do they have here? It'll be 7 o'clock at the Waterfront Park. And performances by Lieutenant Colonel Mike Corrado, USMC. And his band is called Machine Gun. Yeah, that's a good thing for a Marine here. He's an Iraq vet and W amputee. Dale Betty, who has Outlaw 21. He's with the 82nd Airborne. Veteran Rocky Lynn and his band will headline the show. Rocky Lynn has appeared on Good Morning America, Grand Ole Opry Live, and Fox News. He's got a debut single called Lipstick, which was a top 30 hit. And on that, the military family, military guys on duty and their families will get in for free. And then on Saturday, we have the Independence Ride and 5K Run. And this is really fantastic because here the Independence Fund will supply them with bicycles or even sidecars so that the wounded veterans can also participate in the 5K run and walk. So that'd be absolutely fantastic. And then Saturday night, we have Lieutenant Dan Band at the Waterfront Park featuring actor Gary Sinise. You know him from CSI New York. He's the star on that. You also know him as Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump. So it's going to be a really, really power-packed week. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So remember, go to LDW3.com. And I do believe we have someone from the Independence Fund calling in. Let me bring this person in live on the air. This is Southern Sense, and you're listening to us. And this is Annie. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Annie. This is Robert Detreville. How are you?
Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Sorry, I'm on a little bit late today. I have just stopped working on our new restaurant and taking a break on our way to Savannah, and thought I'd just check in with you and see what you're up to.
Well, we were starting to talk about Lieutenant Dan Weekend. Why don't you tell the listeners something about the Independence Fund so they understand what it is that I'm trying to get them to become involved in?
This is the Independence Fund is a nonprofit foundation founded by combat veterans to support severely wounded soldiers, Marines, sailors, and airmen. Basically, our cherished resources of the United States that are deployed in Afghanistan and Iraq that have been injured. Over the past 10 years or so, there's been 50 to 60,000 of these seriously disabled veterans come home to us. Thank God they're alive. Our survivability is getting better in war, but they're still coming back with missing parts of the body and traumatic injuries such as traumatic brain injury, TBI, post-traumatic stress disorder, some of the soft tissue blunt trauma results. Even if they don't lose a limb, they can basically get their various organ systems scrambled by the shock of the IEDs that they go off outside the vehicles. But these 50 or 60,000 young men and women are struggling to get back a sense of self-security and independence. And really, anything we can do to help, and that's what our mission is to create an awareness across the United States for these wounded veterans and healing heroes, wounded warriors, if you will. And the Independence Fund itself is a 501(c) organization, nonprofit. Nobody gets paid any salaries. Every penny goes in support, directly or indirectly, to these wounded veterans. And what we try to give them positive life experiences. And the setting here in Beaufort is perfect for that. And these kids get a chance to come here with their primary caregivers and basically get all expenses paid, activities like kayaking or bicycle riding, golf, that's a big one. Fishing is a new one, but that's really hot. They enjoy that. And just really trying to give them a chance to build their self-esteem, their confidence, get to know other people that have been injured in life ways, and learn about how they've learned to cope with it. And basically, the funds that we have after we pay for all of the experiences that they have go to the purchase of the best possible medical technologies and services that our government can't or won't afford. And so we're trying to take care of our own, and we appreciate everybody who gets involved and gives from the heart to these young men and women of our country.
Yeah, and one of the things that you do is for some of these veterans, there's a special wheelchair, and I've seen some of the guys in this, and these wheelchairs are absolutely phenomenal. You think of a wheelchair, you know, you got the two big wheels, two little round wheels in the front, and you just go forward. Someone has to help you up the curb or something like that, or in and out of the car. But these wheelchairs actually make them independent, hence the term Independence Fund. But they actually walk upstairs, over curbs. I've seen the demonstration of some of these things where the person in the chair can actually raise up to eye level height. And the self-confidence someone feels when they're able to talk to you, instead of you looking down at them and they're struggling to, you know, crane their neck to look up at you, they're looking you straight in the eye. And
yeah,
if they're in their own homes, instead of asking for someone to pull something down from the cabinet, they just hit the little button, up the chair goes, and they can reach forward and pull whatever they want out like a regular person does. These things are phenomenal.
That's a fantastic example of the type of technology I'm talking about. It's called the iBot. It's a Segway-like wheelchair on wheels that as you say, they can climb steps with it. They can reach up into their cupboards. They can get a certain degree of independence from doing those types of self-motivating, self-motion activities. They can take a load off of their primary caregiver too at the same time. So that and you know, we've had this new thing at Lieutenant Dan weekend three. It's actually
more like
a week ago. Is the fishing?
I think he may have been starting to talk about this new type of. It's like a little golf cart.
Oh, the paramobile.
The wheelchair.
Yes,
but
the
now
paramobile.
They can go out and.
Listen, we had a bilateral amputee at the Healing Heroes Golf Week back in April, and that's when we had four separate golf courses, and we brought in about 25 or 26 seriously wounded vets and let them play golf. And there were a couple of bilateral amputees that were using these pair of golfers, and they were able to move themselves around the golf course independently onto the greens. They putted, they hit the balls. There's a foundation called the Stand Up and Play Foundation that provides these pair of golfers to wounded veterans, but they are fairly expensive. They cost about $27,000, and we were able to purchase actually one with the proceeds from the golf tournament, from the community participation, which is absolutely essential, and also one donor at the banquet in the Healing Heroes Golf Week donated a pair of golfer to a vet. So he paid for it himself, wrote out a check on the spot, and that was just a phenomenal gift. And anything we can do to help these young guys and gals feel more confident and heal, and you know, and it's going to be a lifelong process, I'm sure, but that's what we're about, and we certainly appreciate everybody's involvement in supporting the Lieutenant Dan Weekend 3. And again, as Annie mentioned, you go to www.ldw3.com and you can get an idea of what's happening in September from the 11th through the 16th this year. And Gary Sinise will be here on the 15th, on the morning of the, on the 12th, O'Neill Williams and Flip Pallett, two world-renowned sports fishermen, fly and bait cast specialists, will be here to film an episode. At least O'Neill Williams will film the episode with a seriously wounded veteran, a blind veteran, Jesse Acosta, as a matter of fact, Sergeant Major Acosta, nicest guy. They're all really nice people. They really are, and they need our help. And it's good for them to get out, and they're going to do sight fishing for redfish, and they're going to film an episode for a show that gets into over 100 million homes a year. And then on the evening of the 12th, there's a fishing banquet, and O'Neill Williams and Flip Pallett will be there kind of emceeing, hosting it, co-hosting it, and we expect to have a really good turnout. We hope for good donations for silent auction, and that's one of the ways we raise money for these wounded vets. And give you a little bit more info on Sergeant Major Acosta.
Jesse's a really good guy.
Yeah, he played golf with us at the Healing Heroes Golf Week. So here's a blind guy, the only blind guy on the course. And he's listening to us, and we're directing him how to shoot, how to hit, where to hit. And he hit in three putts for birdie, three putts for par, and then he won the longest putting championship, which was a 37-foot putt up a hill and a slope off to the right. Now, you imagine how he felt when he executed based on actions based on on what he was hearing from us, and it made us feel great too that he won it. Everybody cheered, and
wow.
he was very happy. It was a moving moment, but it
yeah.
takes a team of people to.
And that's one of the fantastic things about this. You know, as military guys, you're accustomed to working as a team, which makes it helping the veterans so much more poignant, because now they still feel like they're part of a team. They no longer feel isolated. Listen, we got another caller calling in from South Carolina. Area code 803, you're on the air live with Southern Sense. Who am I speaking to?
Anne, this is Murray Silver calling.
Hi, Judge Silver. How are you today?
I'm fine. I just wanted to tell you what a great privilege and pleasure it is to listen to Gary Sinise talk about all of the wonderful things that they're doing to help these wounded veterans. And I wanted to attend last year in Beaufort. And when I got there, they had the lines wrapped around the facility twice.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd control was not good. The traffic control was not good. And after an hour and a half, and we got there early because we really wanted to come in, and I really wanted to have the privilege to see Gary in person. We couldn't wait. We just couldn't wait anymore, and the people were getting so unpleasant and pushing and shoving that my wife and myself said, look, we'll come back next year. So I just wondered, Gary, is it any way possible maybe to improve the security there, or maybe go into a new or a different arena?
Well, I don't know. I didn't have that experience. Matter of fact, I found everything very easy to go in and out. We had parked over at the marina, and we had no problem getting in. There wasn't really any long lines. I don't know what time you had gotten there, but we had a fantastic time and a good experience over there. Robert, did you have any problems with the crowd last year?
Oh, not at all. We had the Forgotten Sons Motorcycle Club as our security group to help facilitate movement in and out of the gate. It wasn't as smooth as it could have been, but everybody was generous and patient, it seemed, for the most part. I didn't notice anything, really. Sorry,
yeah,
I got cut off.
Yeah, I figured that I saw your call drop. But while you were calling back in, Judge Murray Silver had called in, and he said he and his wife are having had problems getting in. And they said the crowd outside was getting a little unruly. But you didn't have any of that experience, or no one reported it to you?
No, not that I know of. That doesn't mean it didn't happen. But I came late because last year I direct the Lieutenant Dan Golf Classic each year. And this will be the third year of it, and it was on the 14th. Well, I think it was on the 14th last year. It was on that Friday, and that evening was the Lieutenant Dan concert, and with Gary Sinise and his Lieutenant Dan band. And I got there a little bit late, and maybe it's because I got there late, but I didn't notice any tension or congestion. But that's what you get, I think, when you have a high-demand event and a limited number of avenues to get into it.
That's exactly correct. That's what happened. And I said I was there in person. My wife and myself both came early, and we were able to get a parking space there overlooking the river. But the lines were already, we got there early, and the lines were just really, really long. And so I walked all the way up to the main gate. And there was one man at the main gate. And I said to him, sir, what is this? We stand in line? He said, yes, sir. He said, you go back and stand in line. Well, there was a great big veteran standing there, about 300 pounds, and he flexed his muscles. And he said, yeah, and we've been here 2 hours. So I said, well, I don't mean to offend you. I'm sorry. I'll go stand in line. So we started walking, and I kid you not, we walked for 15 minutes, and the line was that long. And when we got to the inn, the people in line, some of them had even brought sandwiches and were standing in line eating. And we visited with them for about 20 minutes, and the line did not move. And so then, like I said, I got a little bit tired, and I went back. And at this time, there was a woman on the front gate, and she said, "Do you have a pass?" And I said, "No." She said, "Well, that's unfortunate. You'll have to stand in line." So we at that point, I said, "Well, we lost a place in line." And she said, "Well, that's really too bad." And it was a huge crowd. I mean, I just hope that no one else had this same experience, because it was a huge crowd, tremendous turnout.
In one sense, I'm sorry for that confusion and slowness of being able to get in. On the other hand, I'm tickled pink that we had such a big crowd.
Yes, sir.
But I think your point is well taken. We need to ensure, and I know we've been meeting every other week at the City Hall here in Beaufort to go over every aspect of every event to make sure that there's no, you know, extraordinary amount of queuing, and make sure that security's taken care of. You know, the city and the county and all the volunteers, you know, we're a total volunteer.
I know that, and I think it's great. And I'm in constant contact with Danny Bear, who's the clerk there in Beaufort.
She's the mayor pro tem.
Yeah, and she's been wonderful.
She's
been absolutely wonderful, and she's tried to keep me apprised of the situation. And just last week, I asked her whether or not there were going to be any reserve seats, and she said none to the best of her knowledge.
She would
maybe,
know.
I was going to say, Your Honor, maybe these are some people you threw the book at some years ago and they remember you.
All right, I'll take that.
No,
we,
matter of fact,
really
you know,
the old payback.
Well, a matter of fact, Robert, last year my husband and I got there early. We were like early afternoon. We put our chairs down and just, you know, made sure we kept an eye on it. And we were going in and out of the restaurants, and we really didn't have a problem, because once you had your hand stamped, you could go freely in and out.
Right.
And I guess maybe that might be the trick, is you get there early,
you
enjoy yourself a nice
time. And I'm sure, plus the fact that you're so well-known. But
we did not have that, as
I said, I was so disappointed, because I really wanted to see it. And I really wanted to have the opportunity to see him in person. But maybe this year, maybe we can get them earlier this year and stand in line and be ready when it starts.
Yeah. Well,
I hope you don't have the same problems that you had last year. It's just we want you to have a good time, no doubt.
Well, we will, sir. And I look forward to it. And once again, what you're doing is absolutely incredible. And I just can't praise you high enough.
Oh, thank you, Judge. I appreciate that.
Talk to y'all soon.
Take care and say hi to your wife.
Bye-bye.
Annie, why don't you and your husband take the judge and his wife? You never know when you might need a judge in your... Wait a minute. Let me rephrase this. It's always nice to have a judge for a friend. But, you know, I think in a lot of ways, I understand that the judge, obviously, he's not in his 20s. And that's a lot of walking, but it is. What a great tribute to what you guys have done and what kind of show you're putting on, where there's a long line and there's just, I mean, that really reflects just how many people really appreciate not only what's being done, but really this is all about them. It's not about us. It's not about anything but the Warriors and helping them become independent. And while he was talking about it, I understand his grief. I go to a lot of football games, but what a great problem to have. You guys are to be commended for what you do. And I mean, here, even now, you talk about you were working all day and now you're calling in here and you have business to conduct. But you guys are really the heroes that make this thing revolve. Like I said, that's a great problem to have, is too many people in line.
Thank you very much, too. Those are very kind words. And That's a good problem, but we just got to be on top of it to make sure that it runs smoothly. I'd like to, Annie, if you'd like to put a plug in for the Lieutenant Dan Golf Classic.
Oh, absolutely. Please do.
We're going to have probably about 8 or 9 veterans so far signed up for this event, and it's the third annual Lieutenant Dan Golf Classic, which is going to be at Cat Island, Sanctuary Golf Club at Cat Island, the morning of the 14th of September. It's a Friday, and late registration and check-in starts at about 9:30 in the morning, and there's a shotgun start at 11 o'clock, and there's going to be a lot of prizes. We're going to have 3 flights, which means that, and they're blind flights, and that means that the say there's 30 foursomes, the top 10 foursomes, the 10 with the lowest scores go into the first flight, and they compete for first and second place in that flight, and then wherever that cut line is, the next 10 have a first and second place, and then the third flight, so, and on, you know, that, and on, but they'll be closest to the pins, every hole, closest to, every par 3 will be closest to the pin hole, and there'll be a longest drive, and we'll have raffle tickets and golf enhancement packages, so you can buy some mulligans and pieces of string and improve your score.
Yeah, well, this is open not just to military, but it's also open to everyone else. The difference is that if you're military, it's $25. If you're not military, it's $30. So you actually can be playing alongside one of our veterans here.
That's correct. And if you want to sponsor a veteran, you can do that. There's different ways you can sponsor a hole. I know, Annie, you did, and that's very helpful. Small companies and people that, even people that don't play golf but who want to support the event could sponsor a hole, one of the holes, and have it in the name of say, Annie and Yanni, or the name of your business, or, you know, that sort of thing. So there's lots of opportunities. We're trying to get folks to open up their pocketbooks and fully participate to the extent that they can. It's such a good feeling to give to a good, genuinely good cause.
Yeah, you also have the freedom flags, of which I bought one. I tell everyone I put my money where my mouth is. If I'm going to talk about an organization, I'm asking you to make a donation, you know that I've already done it.
So that's I've gotten, and I did the same thing. And our daughter is in Afghanistan right now. And so my wife and I have dedicated a flag to her.
That's awesome.
So, and it's not that much. It's $99.99. And they'll post the American flag with a pennant with the name of your loved one or someone special that... it doesn't have to be in the current conflict. It could be in World War II, you know, or the Korean War, Vietnam War, you know. It's somebody that you think deserves the recognition and strength of your thoughts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the flag is a little 12 by 18, and it's all made in America. So, you know, it's not going to be like our Olympic uniforms made in France or China. They're going to be American-made flags, a 12x8 flag, and you send the flag to the person afterwards, right?
I believe that's true. But it'll be on display at the Lieutenant Dan Band concert.
Right. Now, each one of these flags, if you purchase one of them, will be on display as Gary Sinise plays with his group. And then after the show, the purchasers can take the flag home as a keepsake, or the flag can be mailed to them. And I'm reading this out of the Island News. And I dedicated mine to my father, who was a World War II vet, and he doesn't know it. So after the concert, I'm going to pack it up and mail it down to him, and he'll be so thrilled. He'll be so happy. And,
yes,
you know,
he will.
Something like this can make someone's day. I mean, even if the person's not participating in Lieutenant Dan Week, and if you've got a veteran or a military person you want to give an honor to, this is such a fantastic gift. And this is something they can keep, you know, for the rest of their lives. And this is something they can pass down to their kids or whatever. You know, I think it's an absolutely wonderful, wonderful idea.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but this whole thing is, it's like a concept of just wonderful people with one idea that compounded into another idea, into another, et cetera, et cetera. And it's all about one thing, the Warriors. It's just, guys, it's so touching. I mean, yeah. From the golf, every phase of this. And, you know, somebody has another idea. Well, you know what? That doesn't happen by itself. You need more help or more volunteers, and there's people to do this. It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and I just want to remind everyone out there, if you do make a donation, it's 99.9 cents on every dollar goes directly to the cause. There's no salaries. There's no offices. There's no overhead because these people work out of their kitchens. They work out of their businesses. They work out of their cars like Robert is right now. You know, everyone volunteers. No one is paid. You know, what other organization can you donate your money to where you know 99.9 cents on every dollar goes straight to the cause? No one. No one. All right, we've got one more caller coming in, and then we'll be talking to our guest very soon in just a few moments. Let me bring this caller on. Tom, you have a statement or a question?
Yeah, I just have a statement. How are you, Annie? Long-time listener. Haven't been here for a while. I just wanted to commend Gary and Robert on what they're doing for our Warriors, and I want to commend you and Mike for how you guys have always pushed the just the honor and the respect for our U.S. servicemen and women, and especially how you guys have always, since I've known you and since I've been listening, that you've always pushed this event. And I want to say I'm proud of you, love you guys, and keep up the awesome and fantastic work.
Well, thank you very much, Thomas.
Made my day there.
All right, and now I'd like to bring along our guest. This is actor Gary Sinise. You know him from CSI New York. He's the star of that show, and he's also on Lieutenant Dan. He played in Forrest Gump. So let's bring our guest along and say good afternoon.
Well, hello today, and welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. This is Southern Sense. I'm your host, Ann Ubellis, the radio chick. Along with me is my co-host, Cool Mike. And we've got some fantastic guests and co-hosts with us today, Mike. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Thank you, Annie, and welcome aboard. It is Friday afternoon, August the 24th. A very good start to my week, as we enter towards the weekend, I might add. Thank you very much for joining us, Conservative Prime Minister. Southern Sense is reaching out to you, everybody. We are available online. Well, we should be prime time, and I'm sure you will be very soon, Miss Ubellis. However, in the meantime, we have Twitter, we have Facebook. Reach out and touch our number one rated show on BTR, as we are also going to be on Stitcher and Spreaker simulcasting. You're going to be able to listen to us in your automobile every Tuesday and Friday afternoon. And we are honored, as always, to have our military specialist. That's the new title I've given him.
Wow.
Dr. C. Robert Jones. Welcome aboard,
hey.
Doc.
Thank you so much. It's glad to be. I'm glad to be here. You know, usually I'm either playing video games or trying to look busy, you know, doing something. I'm glad to be here on the show. It's a great honor, and I look forward to a great show with you all today.
Well, we appreciate your 30 plus years of military service as a Marine, as well as being injured in battle.
All right, speaking of military, we also have with us on the Independence Fund, Dick Clark. Good afternoon, Dick.
Good morning. Good afternoon, and Dick Clark here.
Whatever it is.
Dick, nice to have you here.
Good to be here.
It's 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we record.
Okay, that's fine.
Nice to have you here, Dick, and also, as always, thank you for all you do for our veterans and all the time you give. Just, you know, we cannot thank you enough. For many of our veterans, their welcome home is less than heroic. And here at Southern Sense, we try to make it so every single soldier, when they walk off the plane, picture in their mind nothing but people cheering and cheering and cheering. And between you and Dr. Jones, you guys do just such a great job. Thank you very much.
All right. We want to also welcome aboard our guest today. It's actor Gary Sinise, also known as Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump, and he's the star of CSI New York. A good day to you, Mr. Sinise.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you back on our show today.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Welcome,
you know, I've got to admit that when I spoke to you about a year ago, you were recovering from an injury on your leg that you got when you were filming. And when I saw you do the concert here in Beaufort, South Carolina that weekend, I was amazed on the energy you had, and you kept on getting up off the stool, and you kept on walking around the stage and dancing. I'm going, how the heck are you doing that on that leg?
Well, I was lucky that it was healing, well, and it was very strange. About 7 years ago, the first season, I did the same thing to my other leg, and then 7 years later, I did it to my left leg the first year, and then 7 years later, I did the same injury to my right leg. So I knew what it was, and I knew that it was going to, how it was going to heal, and what I could do, and what I couldn't do, and I'm just glad I was able to get up off the stool. I'm glad I did that.
Well, what a lot of people don't realize is that you do have this band, Lieutenant Dan Band, and you go around to USO, to the troops, and to other military veteran groups, and you perform, and you do this all gratis. And you've got such a busy schedule. Sometimes I'm amazed on how you're able to be in, it seems like, almost two places at the same time.
Well, you know, I have some good partners. We're able to. I have a good partnership with American Airlines, who I do a lot of different types of things with. American has a great Veterans Initiatives program, and they support the travel of my band to different places for various events. They're supportive and one of the sponsors of the Lieutenant Dan Weekend event that we have coming up in Beaufort on the 15th. Of September, we're actually going to be playing at Fort Bragg on the 14th, and then we come down to Beaufort and play the Lieutenant Dan Weekend a show on the 15th, and then get back on the plane the next day and go to Camp Lejeune and play a concert there on the 16th. So we're doing a little swing in there, and in order to make that happen, you know, I have to have some good support and good partners, because I'm on the clock. I got to get back and shoot on Monday, so we have to find ways that I can cram a lot of stuff into one trip, and so I'll usually do that, try to figure out how to make two or three shows work at the same time. And I've been wanting to get back to Fort Bragg and play Camp Lejeune. We've been up there two or three times, and you know, obviously we've got a lot of Marines putting a lot of time in overseas, and you know, they've been, the folks there at Camp Lejeune have really been in the fight for a long time, as well as the folks at Fort Bragg. And so, you know, me coming out and doing a little show for them, hopefully it'll raise some spirits and give them a good time, and they'll, they'll know that they're appreciated.
Yeah, and here in Beaufort, what people don't realize is we have what's called the Tri-Command. We've got the Beaufort Naval Hospital. We got the Parris Island Recruit Depot, where they train the Marines as they come off the bus. And then
yeah,
we have the Marine
Station.
Corps. Yeah, the Marine Corps Air Station. And it's all within a little seven-mile radius. So when you come down here, it has such a powerful, powerful message to the people here. And this is the third year with the Independence Fund. And I'm proud to be working with them. This is our third year, and the second year I've been able to interview you on this. But how did you get involved with them?
Well, I actually did something for the Independence Fund in South Lake Texas, I don't know, probably 5 years ago. They were raising money to provide, I bought wheelchairs for very severely wounded, and just reached out to me, and they knew I was in the military support space, and they asked me if I would come down to South Lake, which I did. Played a concert, and in fact, I remember very specifically because we were playing in this big church, and the power went out, and we had to just figure out what we were going to do. So we played half the show in the dark, kind of with acoustically. There wasn't much going on. Luckily, there was an acoustic piano on stage, and we could play there. And so I just had my singers go out and sing some songs, and then the power came back on, and we played the second half of the show. But they raised some money. We gave away some wheelchairs that night. And then when they wanted to try to do this, Lieutenant Dan weekend in Beaufort, I mean, it was just a no-brainer for me. I shot the movie Forrest Gump right there in Beaufort and hadn't been back there since we made the movie. So, you know, how could I pass that up? And I went back, and last year I was actually able to drive around, see some of the spots that, see where I stayed. I actually stayed on Fripp Island there when I was making the movie, and we shot the big battle scene right in the middle of Fripp Island in this kind of wooded area there. And it was just, a good thing. They're trying to raise money to help our wounded. We made the movie there. It was a no-brainer for me. And they call it Lieutenant Dan Weekend. How can Lieutenant Dan not show up for that?
your work is just so awesome. This is cool, Mike. I'm her co-host. I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I've enjoyed your movies, and I've been somewhat of a fan of yours. And for you to do this even makes me more of a fan, despite the fact that you're a cop on TV. But question I have, so here's Gary Sinise. You're in the spotlight. You know, people know who you are. You're in many movies. You started with Tom Hanks for many movies, played George Wallace. What a great thing you're doing. When did this strike you, like, I know you had just mentioned, but when did you think, like, I'm going to do this? Because you're everywhere now. And, I mean, you and Dick Clark, who is also co-hosting with us today, your work is just so, it's just so relentlessly wonderful for these people. I mean, when did you think, you know what, we're gonna make this viral?
Well, I don't know. I got involved with veterans way back in the early 80s and in the Chicago area, Vietnam veterans groups, and have Vietnam veterans in my family. I have World War II veterans in my family, and my dad's side of the family, his two brothers served in World War II, and he served in the Navy, and my grandfather was in the Army in World War I, and my wife has two brothers. They were in Vietnam, and I, back in the early 80s, just started supporting various Vietnam vets groups when it was when it was pretty difficult for our Vietnam veterans back in the early 80s, if you recall. They came home from war not too long before that, and many of them were just hiding, and it was just a shameful period in our history, the way we treated our Vietnam veterans, and I was motivated by them and trying to do something to help them locally in Chicago. And then I played one in Forrest Gump and got involved with the DAV, the Disabled American Veterans, and stayed very active with them. I've been active with them for 18 years now. And then September 11th came along, and it was just like, holy cow, you know, there's something that I can do to help these folks who are serving. And I was really shaken by September 11th, and the thought of something like that happening again was just horrible, as it was to many, and there was a role that I could play in trying to help keep our defenders strong, and as they go out to try in reaction to what happened to us on September 11th, and having been motivated by, you know, the shameful way we treated our Vietnam veterans when they came home, I just thought that there was something that I could do to try to make sure that our current and active duty folks knew that they were appreciated, and if they're going to go overseas, that somebody's going to come and visit them, and if they're going to come back, I'm going to visit them on the bases here at home and try to help their families out. And then I started taking the band, and it just developed into something that is part of my very serious part of my life. I created a foundation. It's all about military support, and I just believe that the nation which forgets its defenders will itself be forgotten, as Calvin Coolidge said. I'm motivated by trying to make sure that we don't forget our defenders.
All righty. Well, Dick Clark, I know you're anxious to ask a question, and thank you so much for what you do, Gary. I can't even say the words, but thank you very much. Dick, go ahead.
Well, I'm extremely pleased and proud to be able to head up the LDW3 team here in Beaufort, and we're really looking forward to another great concert with Lieutenant Dan, with Gary and his band, and super excited to have him. Ticket sales are running very, very well in advance, and we've got a full program for our veterans, and we right now have about 100 severely wounded veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq that are going to come to Beaufort for Lieutenant Dan Weekend 3. And so the last event of that whole week, the culmination of the week of, I'll call it, recreational opportunities and times of fellowship and bonding with the citizens of the Lowcountry and also with their fellow wounded veterans, is just going to be a magnificent week. And so we're really pleased to be able to have Gary to come back to sort of headline the whole thing and to help us support the veterans that the Independence Fund is dedicated to continue to support. So like Gary says, we're not going to allow to happen what happened to veterans of my era. So, and thank you, Gary, for coming. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Well, thank you, Dick, for everything you've done and are doing. I really look forward to coming back again. I hope everybody listening goes and gets a ticket and comes out. The last two times we've done it, it seemed like you had huge crowds out there. So I hope the weather's good and everybody comes out. We're going to have a good time.
Absolutely, absolutely. We also have another veteran with us. He was...
Folks, I'm going to have to go. Actually, I got a whole series of interviews here. So,
hey, thank you, Gary. I look forward to
it. I'm going to run. I'll let you go, and we'll see everybody in Beaufort on the 15th of September.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you for joining us, Gary.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, we also have another veteran with us. We've got Dr. C. Robert Jones with us. Dr. Jones.
Yeah. I am... I'm actually relieved that Gary Sinise had to leave, because you guys asked all the important questions, and I was running out. I couldn't think of anything to ask. I mean, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Doc, it's amazing. We're on a show. We have Dick, who does so much for the Independence Fund, for the Wounded Warriors, and we have Gary Sinise. And it's like, here you are, a 30-year retired Marine, injured in combat, and you're lost in this. I mean, it just goes to show just what a great tribute our veterans and the people who are reaching out to our veterans are. I'm like, I have this lump in my throat that it's just, I almost want to just cry.
Well, you know what, Mike? It's not too late for you to head down to the Marine recruiting office. We can go ahead and take care of. I got some contacts in, Michigan, greater Chicago area. We can get you in uniform, by September. You're wearing the uniform. You're a United States Marine. What do you say?
Well, and if he comes down here to a Paris Island, I'll take care of him on this end.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, we'll make him a Hollywood Marine out of MCRD San Diego.
Hey, I've been down there. All those guys are walking around with them hotties, one on one arm, one on the other. So
that's right.
Well, Doc, I don't know if he'd end up being a Hollywood Marine, because I don't know if he's on the right side of the Mississippi.
Well, you know what? I was a Hollywood Marine. I left out of Chicago. So I don't know. Maybe I was a fluke for me. But we certainly can take care of Cool Mike and you know, get him in uniform if that arrest record isn't too long.
Oh,
no, it's funny.
Where
that...
did this come from? Oh, here we go. Dick, you got to stand up and defend me here. They're both ganging up on me.
Well, there's something floating around on the internet on why we should draft 60-year-olds, but I won't go there.
Oh, wow. You know, I think this weekend really is a great reflection. And here's Gary Sinise. He's obviously very popular. He stars in the show, been in many movies.
Yeah.
I mean, as I was mentioning, Tom, yet look how excited he was about how, like, and I got to get down to this one. I mean, he is just, it is almost like, as much as he likes acting, he can't wait for the weekends. To get, you know, he had mentioned Fort Lejeune and many others. Dick, I got to ask you, Dick, all the work you have done and your team, et cetera, how did you, when did this first hit you where we've got to do something? Because, I mean, this is almost booked into a weekend empire here.
Well, it really has, and it's one of those things that you make a call and say, how can I help? And all of a sudden you're up to your eyeballs in various activities. I started actually with LDW1 on the first day of the first planning, and somebody said, what can you do to help? And so I just started doing what needed to be done, filling in the gaps that needed to be filled in, and just sort of behind the scenes, because I really want to emphasize more than anything else is that we have literally hundreds of volunteers from the Beaufort Lowcountry and beyond who are going to be, have been working tirelessly basically for several months now. And as time gets closer, we're going to, you know, be working more and more. But if you would give me a...
Someone's got a cell phone going.
Can I have about 4 minutes to run down some of the activities that we're doing for LDW3? Because I think it really would be neat.
Yeah, please do. And people can find out more information on the Lieutenant Dan Weekend by going to LDW3. That's the number 3.com.
That's correct. Absolutely.
I'm posting that in the chat room as we speak.
Do that.
So
great.
Go ahead, Dick.
The whole thing is really going to formally kick off with a really great silent auction and banquet on Wednesday, the 12th of September, that's going to be held at the Holiday Inn in, on Boundary Street in Beaufort. And during that, we're going to have some, by the way, some great silent auction items. In fact, we think we have confirmation as of yesterday that we're going to have a script from the movie Forrest Gump signed by all members of the cast. That's big.
Wow.
Wow. That is big.
It's the original. Oh, it's one of the original scripts that has been signed, and it's being shipped as we speak. At one time, we had a possibility of Jimmy Buffett coming to help us perform on one of our concert nights. He was not able to make it, but he is sending in some signed items from Jimmy Buffett's collection, so that'll be great. And we have art and golf packages and golf equipment. The highlight of the evening really going to be is we have two of the best-known fishing guys in America who will be coming. So we have a little fishing bent to Lieutenant Dan Weekend 3. There's a guy by the name of Flip Pallet and another one by the name of O'Neill Williams. O'Neill Williams, earlier on Wednesday, is going to take one of our blind veterans by the name of Jesse Acosta out fishing that day.
Oh, no, not Jesse. I mean, this is the man.
You what?
Birdie a hole. He birdied a hole over on, what was it, Cat Island, or was it Fripp he birdied the hole on?
Oh, he actually won the putting contest at Fripp Island, and he also made two birdies at the Sanctuary course where you did your audio, or you did your show from during the Healing Hero Golf Week in April.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
So if Jesse Acosta, who is blind, I mean completely blind, can golf, watch out when he goes fishing.
Well, and actually,
Sergeant Major lets nothing go in his way.
He was. Remember how excited he was about fishing?
I couldn't believe, I thought he was handicapped, like with an, I thought he lost a limb when we were talking to him. And then he mentions he's blind. And I thought, excuse me, I thought this guy won the putting contest. Oh,
absolutely, yeah.
Why, and why is it where these people are inspiring us? I mean, they're blind, they're missing limbs, yet they're so positive. I'll tell you, Dick.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He has a marvelous attitude, and in addition to, by the way, he's going sight casting.
Wow.
Blind fisherman. So he's going to have to go purely on instructions from O'Neill Williams as he goes out fishing. Now, this O'Neill Williams is actually going to film a segment of his world-famous show called O'Neill Outdoors. And that program is going to run sometime later this year featuring Jesse's. So he's going to talk, Jesse's going to talk, and then Flip Pallet, who is probably the best fly casting guy in the world, is actually going to also talk that evening to our 200 to 300 guests we hope to have for that. The next day, which is Thursday the 13th, those two fishermen are going to actually do clinics, both for our veterans and for the paying public out at our Palm Key Resort, where our veterans are going to be staying again this year. And information, again, is available for those clinics at www.ldw3.com. And I think you're already aware that we're going to have a golf classic at Sanctuary again on the 14th of September.
And, right, and we'll be broadcasting live from there at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time again, and we're going to have the veterans come back on again and talk to us and answer questions from the audience, too.
Now, let me tell you about something that's brand new this year that, frankly, I'm super excited about. On Friday night, the 14th of September, at 7 o'clock in Waterfront Park, we're going to have what we're titling a family-friendly Vetpalooza military salute. You got all that, Ann?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now,
and we'll be there with bells on our toes.
Oh, okay,
tickets for that one are only $10, and it's free for the vets.
Free for
Doc Jones should get down there.
It's It's actually free for all active duty military and their dependents. So we're it's a gift. That's the way we're looking at it. It's a gift to the active duty military who are currently engaged in defending our nation. So they're getting in free, and we have three bands are going to perform that night. Two of them are led by severely disabled veterans. And one of them, our headliner, is Rocky Lynn. And Rocky is a veteran of the 82nd Airborne Division. So three veterans leading three different bands. And we're just going to have a great time. And it's just us giving back to the local community, the military who support us. And we're really hoping to pack the park that night also.
Absolutely. And last year, what did you have, about maybe 5,000 or 6,000 people in the park?
We had we close to 4,000 people we expected for the Gary Sinise concert. That's getting pretty close to the limit of the park. And, you know, with the word getting out now early for our military, we frankly hope that we'll get a large number of them to be there. Of course, the veterans will be attending both of the concerts, both the Friday night Vetpalooza and Gary's concert on Lieutenant Dan Band concert on Saturday night.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we're going to have to do a little PSA here, Gary Sinise for the Independence Fund, and then we're going to take a break, and we'll be back shortly. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Please join me this September 15th when, along with the Lieutenant Dan Band, I will return to Beaufort, South Carolina for the third annual Lieutenant Dan Weekend, for an evening of fun, music, and show of support for our nation's military and their families. We'd also like to invite you or your company to join us in showing thanks to our nation's most severely wounded veterans by honoring a hero of your choice with a freedom flag. These freedom flags will be flown at the concert and are a perfect way to honor a special veteran in your life. 100% of the tax-deductible donation for a freedom flag will be used by all the Volunteer Independence Fund to support those most severely wounded veterans of the War on Terror. Myself and the rest of the Lieutenant Dan Band look forward to seeing you all once again this September, and I thank you for your support.
Some do it for the money. Some do it for the fame. They do it for the common good.
People like Gary Sinise and others that come over there on the front line, they are part of the Army.
Discover the band that's taking rock to a new stage. From New York to Afghanistan and everywhere in between.
Gary's kind of like the leader of the pack, so to speak.
He makes it happen. The thing that's the most important to me, and I know it is to Gary.
The military, I have to say, everyone who joins our military has a heroic vocation.
There's a kind of sacrifice that just cannot be ignored and I think needs to be honored.
No mistaking what we're there for.
I like to play concerts that people are going to walk out thinking it was better than they thought it was going to be. Because people don't have high expectations for an actor with a band, let's face it.
I just wanted to say thank y'all for thanking us.
Lieutenant Dan Band for the Common Good, now on DVD.
You can't handle the truth.
24/7. Internet talk radio. Socialism is not an option.
Vote with the candidate that most closely comes to your world views, whatever those may be.
Oh, you got a great show.
Thank you.
I'm impressed with your callers and Dave and everyone on that show. It's just a great show. You're very well informed. It's run like a tight ship. It's very good.
I'm sorry for those who support that lifestyle.
Right.
But true it's impossible. We've said this before. It's impossible to
right.
be a true conservative and gay. It's
so,
just impossible.
Heaven help you guys if the Republicans actually win in 2012, because I'll be gunning for those so-called folks. I'm sorry. Did I speak clearly enough for this?
Friday evening, I had the opportunity to appear on Tesler's program. Tesler hosts three different programs, and I appeared on the Friday Night Roundtable program, which was sort of the less serious. He's got some, but I was on the Friday Night Show, which allowed me to riff on top.
Tesler, I want to thank you so much for having me on. You have a rocking program.
Thank you.
This has been very energetic, and getting the message out is the most important thing. Do not ignore this show. Tesler, you got a fantastic show, and I just want to say God bless America. We got a lot of work ahead of us.
Stop, because I obviously, I'm very conservative. I'm not religious orientated. Believe me, people who know me know that if I went into a church, it would probably
burst into flames.
Probably.
Oh, geez, Ski and David, thank you. I love you. Kisses, kisses, kisses.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, man, I don't want to go there. Good night and God bless.
Socialism is not an option. WWDB. 24/7 Internet Talk Radio.
Please join Doc Jones as he kicks off primetime with the SITREP. Weekdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, Dr. C. Robert Jones is a retired Marine officer with a PhD in history. He keeps up with the day-to-day events and analyzes and explains with historical facts and in an informed opinion. Gojo Media is dynamic and fresh. So please catch The Situation Report every weeknight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
People come to Internet radio for any number of reasons. Among the reasons are perhaps they're tired of the pasteurized, homogenized news that they get from their TV. Or some may want their talk radio a little more raw. Well, that's what you get with Internet Talk Radio. Real people with real opinions that give you real conversation. It's not your daddy's talk radio. And it's for people who stay informed and a great way to share ideas and debate issues. Well, let's just say that Internet Talk Radio hosts don't sit in front of the makeup mirror before they go on the air. Internet Talk Radio is a fast-growing new media that allows folks to get around the dinosaur media.
A real conservative knows Southern sense when he hears it. Listen to Annie, the radio chick in South Carolina on Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday and Friday. Annie is co-founder and webmaster of the Buford, South Carolina Tea Party, and she doesn't put up with those brainless northern liberals. Get your full dose of Southern Sense every Tuesday and Friday on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/southern-sense for some real old-fashioned Southern Sense with Annie.
Welcome back to Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Annie. Welcome back, Mike. Did you have enough time to get yourself a Miller beer?
Great. Yeah, and I see we got Doc Jones joining us. Of course I did. And before we move on, before we bring Doc Jones, I just want to say thank you to Thomas for those really, really kind words. That's very nice. You know, this, it is very hard sometimes to for us to read the show description. And think of how hard it is for the family members. Who each passing day, this would have been, you know, my son's 20th birthday. Or just there's always, in a mother and father's heart, there's always just a bunch of special days and moments with their children. I mean, this is all for them. And for many, many people who participate, it's just unbelievable. You just can't thank them enough. This is a great show. I just, you know, I'm really not good with the way I want to put it in the words, but these people are such wonderful heroes. I love what we have done today with this show.
Absolutely.
Doc Jones, welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Hey, glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Yeah, one of the things,
Annie,
though, I want to...
Annie was bad-mouthing you while you was gone, Doc. She said Doc Jones is on the phone with some of his other girlfriends. So he'll be joining us as soon as he's done with them. What she said.
Well, I just wanted to mention also that when the Independence Fund helps these veterans, they also help the families, too. Like I said, you know, that's one of the reasons why the show is dedicated to all the men and women who serve, have served, and their families. Because, again, I can't reiterate how much you have to remember the people that are left behind and what they're left to handle. Also, now you have no longer a two-parent family. You've got one parent running to make sure the kids get to soccer, to school, to wherever, doing all the bills and the groceries, maintaining the house and the mortgage. And where you used to have two full salaries, you're now down to maybe one and a half. You can't forget the people that are left behind. And when these broken bodies and minds do come back from what we ask them to do, they're now left picking up the pieces. Because the Veterans Affairs will only go just so far. And after that, you need groups like the Independence Fund and Lieutenant Dan Weekend to help fill in those gaps and so that people can get back to some semblance of a normal life. That's why I love this charity more than anything.
Well, you know what, Annie? You know what I really love about this is that, you know, we have a we have actors and actresses, conservatives, and even some Democrats out there working very hard, putting in their personal time. You know, and they're not being compensated for it in a way that usually one is. But you know what? They're not looking for publicity for it either. They're out of the goodness of their hearts for the troops. They could be doing anything. You know, they could be doing anything and being anywhere. On this planet, you know, relaxing, just enjoying life. But they choose, men like Gary Sinise, you know, choose to take time out of their very busy schedules. What is he, an actor, producer, director? He plays in a band. You know, he's got wife, he's got children, you know, he's got family, he's got everything. But he takes a little, he takes a big chunk of his time, which I believe is a big chunk of his personal time, to devote to the men and women who serve this great nation of ours. And I think that's just phenomenal. I mean, I don't know where he finds the energy. I was going to ask him, you know, if he'd had time, where do you find the energy to do all this?
Yeah, he's got a full busy filming schedule, and then he has the full band schedule, and then he has the time to have his own foundation, the Gary Sinise Foundation, to hook up with other companies to help him make it across the globe to do these obligations. I can't even imagine, wrap my head around, how you have to manage all your time and assets and how he does it. It seems so flawlessly. All right. I think Doc Jones. Well, Mike.
That's what Doc was saying.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Doc Jones' phone call just dropped off.
Yeah, well, Doc is a busy man. Maybe one of his girlfriends beeped in.
And listen, we've had someone listening in from North Carolina. His name is Mark. Let me see if he wants to make any sort of a comment, because he said he'd push one in case he wanted to make a comment, but I haven't heard any little beeps or anything. So, Mark, have you been enjoying the show? Okay, I think he fell asleep. All right, but we do have Dr.
He's probably just listening. My comment was with Doc Jones. And all his, maybe we should be grateful to Doc for joining us, because with all his extracurricular activities, him making time for us, Annie. Nothing.
Well,
Doc,
you
know, gonna make. I downloaded the show from yesterday.
Oh my goodness! Did you? How can you? You're not gonna be able to stay.
Yeah.
Well, I have to turn around and say, you know. Our friend David Graham, he's got his own show. You know him on BTR as the Anti-Commie. He did a mix for Dr. Jones to play, a little PSA for fellow BTR members. And
yeah.
He did, Mike, well, you know what he did? David Graham took one of our openings when I opened up with saying, welcome to Southern Stens on BTR. I'm the hostess with the mostest. He took one of those and mixed it in. So while I'm listening to Doc Jones' show last night, I started cracking up, because here I'm hearing my own voice coming back with our opening. I thought it was absolutely phenomenal.
You know, David Graham does some really fine promos. I mean, where he finds the time to do them also, and to put them together so well, to produce such great promos by melding different segments of different shows together to form a... you know, what I would consider, you know, artwork to, you know, for me, you know, and I think he does such a great job.
Yeah. Hey, listen, now we're coming down to our last 5 minutes on the show, and Doc Jones, you're going to be thrilled with the lineup we got coming up again. We're going to have back on Tuesday Reverend Wayne Sedlak. Remember, he was on with John Selka just the other day? So the Reverend's coming back on. And then following that, on the following Friday the 31st, we are going to have Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America. And he's going to be talking to us about Fast and Furious and a whole bunch of other things, such as the UN treaty, small arms treaty. And then after that, the following Tuesday, we're going to have Dr. Michael Kaufman. He is a world renowned, and he's going to be talking to us about Agenda 21. And then, after that, we're going to have Richard Mittner, and he's got that new book out that's hitting the New York Times bestseller, Leading from Behind.
Wow.
And then we come up to 9/11. We're going to do a 9/11 tribute, which brings us around to the 14th, where we're going to broadcast live from Cat Island. So we are being booked solid.
I know, and you're being featured like every other day. And quite frankly, there's a little bit of envy going on here. You're cooking with gas. You are fantastic. I'm seeing your show being featured all the time. I just saw it a few minutes ago. The Gary Sinise show. I think it's being featured right now.
It is on the front page. Today's pick. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So the only thing I can counter.
You know, they may have Lieutenant. Go ahead, Doc.
No. I was just going to say something frivolous. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's probably going to be the Annie Ubellus Lieutenant Dan Weekend in 2013 because of Annie's roving popularity. I'm sure pictures and autographs, that line will be awful long. Probably be she'd probably be like, Mike, Doc Jones, pick up that trash over there. Now get moving over there.
Yeah.
We're gonna be like
Halle Berry to Barack Obama. I'll pick up the cups off the ground to make way for her. We'll pick up trash on the street to make way for Annie Ubellus.
I can't counter
all your great success by stating that I am slated to win for the second year in a row the Golden Joystick Award for 2012. So that's the best I can do right now. It's a gaming award.
I don't do games.
It's pretty hard to do, you guys. Dad, she's all wrapped up in them damn games. Be trying to talk to Jermaine, and I'll be like, Jermaine, and he'll be like, oh, okay, I'll be back. I'll be like,
yeah, he likes that. Big boys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I call them big boys and big boys. But anyway, everybody, you guys have a great weekend. Doc Jones, thank you for joining us. Call everybody. This is going to be a wonderful time. And as always, Annie, I still can't believe somebody of your stature keeps a guy like me as co-host. Thank you so much.
Oh, come on.
And contrary to popular belief, I am not going anywhere. The show will go on. We will be back on Tuesday, and our guest on Tuesday is going to be, again, returning Reverend Wayne Sedlick. And we're going to be talking about matters from one end of the spectrum to the other. So please join us again Tuesday, same bat time, same bat station. So in the interim, have a happy, healthy, and safe weekend. We want to see you back here on Tuesday. Until then, good night, and God bless.
Good afternoon, everybody.
If you find yourself in trouble, count on me, my friend. I'll get right up in trouble.
You've been listening to Southern Sense Blog Talk Radio. Producer and your hostess extraordinaire is Ann Ubellus. The theme music, American Stand Up, is written and performed by Don Fortney. For more from Don, check out his webpage, teapartymusic.webs.com. Southern Sense is a proud member of Ghost Fighter Radio and Freedom Media Network. Southern Sense is common sense. Take it out, Don.
American.